everybody. So here we go. Another show tonight. Tonight is Friday, and we're still in the month of September, and the date is the 19th, and the year is 2014. We'll look at situations since this is Friday. Normally, Friday is a day that people are very excited because they have the weekend now. Oh, you're probably taking off your shackles and chains from your work week, we'll say. And now you have 2 days off. Whippy. Anyway, let's take away your situations and troubles and traumas from the week here, if you have any. And maybe you're doing clearing, so this will just be like, you know, water off a duck's back for you. You go, I don't really need that. I'm not just wasting this time with me. And I would hope that everybody would say that. That'd be wonderful. But in case you're one of those few people out there that have a situation going on, we will clear that energy from you. So here we go. Think of that situation. That could even be a physical pain. And you're going to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And our last show, we brought up three light beams. And Cindy will come on after this here, maybe give you a quick little way you can go in there and check out how to do this. But from now on, we're going to try to do or do three light beams for everybody. So if you can bring three up, go ahead. If you can't do it and you need some assistance, Cindy will help you with that, tell you where to go to. And then from there, maybe at half past the hour, we can energize them again if you don't have them up. Here we go. So the first one that we're going to do, in case you only have one of them up, we'll do the Mayo energies. And here we go. So 1, 2, this will bring peace into your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do one more here for everybody. The Mayo light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That looks pretty good. So let's do the non-gender. So if you have three of them up, this would be the middle one. You go up and down or back and forth, depending on how you wish to do that. So the middle one here, non-gender, so I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the female, last one here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there you go, everybody. So we'll see if Cindy's out there. So you out there, Cindy?
I sure am. I made the transition. Thanks so much, Juan. And definitely appreciate the clearing of the week. I didn't have anything real traumatic. It's just really hectic and busy. So thank you for doing that. And I'm sure we'll be getting comments in the chat regarding the impact of the weekly clearing that you do for us. So thank you very much. And Ron, you mentioned about the multiple light beams. They are actually posted on the CLS chat site, and when you go onto the site, you'll see the different tabs. And there's a welcome tab, which now has the index of what the tabs contain, and then you'll see light beam tab, and there is information regarding light beams and the three pictures that Ron just activated for us. The male light beam, non-gender light beam, and the female light beam. And thank you so much, Ron, for doing that for us. If anyone else has a question, just be sure and put that into the chat if you're on the chat. Otherwise, if you're listening and you'd like to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, that would be great. Also, on the chat site, if you click on events, there are the regular monthly and weekly events, and then a special event coming up in October, from October 17th to the 19th, is the 2014 New Life Expo, where Ron will be participating. He will have a booth, and he will also be conducting workshops. And Ron, you're on the Strange Universe panel, aren't you?
Yeah, that's Sunday at 11, so yes, uh-huh. So I have I have a workshop. That's on Sunday, Strange Universe panel Sunday, and then on Friday night and Saturday, I have two lectures. So it'll be always kind of neat to go back there and to have all the people in the East Coast there, the New Yorkers and Philadelphians and New Jerseyans, so, and whoever else comes down. We have some Canadian people, I believe, coming too. And great, so continue on here. So, yeah,
okay.
If you can come back or go down there, go up there, wherever you're coming from, or go over. Yeah, I'd like to see you. Our next event that we're having just on this coast here, on the West Coast, will be in February. Normally it's around Mother's Day, so we'll just say like the second weekend typically. And so I'll be there in Los Angeles. And then in April, we'll be in San Mateo, just south of, San Francisco there. Oh, we'll be at that one.
Oh, okay.
Which is also, the New Living Expo. So they're all different promoters. So there's three events that we'll be going to. So, Cindy, let's start off with the show and see where we can go and what we can do.
Excellent. Well, Ron, I'd like to start out with information regarding how do we know if there's going to be an alien attack or an alien's going to put a barcode on us? How do we sense it? Is there any type of warning? We received an email regarding that, and I'm just wondering how we can know in advance.
Well, you're not going to get a registered letter from them, we'll say, or or then Men in Black come in and say, we're going to be doing this to you. That normally is not the case.
And no phone calls either, you're saying?
I don't think any phone calls, you know. So basically, you don't know what and when and where it's going to happen. Just like when you're driving your car, you don't know when cars are going to be beamed down alongside of you or people on a sidewalk that, you know, used to be a vacant street and now there's somebody behind you or in front of you out of nowhere, you know, where'd they come from? So you don't have any control of time. So another way of saying it, you don't have any control of the movie set that you're on. And are they going to merge another movie set into your movie set? Are they going to add buildings? Are they going to add more people? You have no control over anything. Only thing you have control over is to be in the now. And that's all that you have. Get into the now, and then you're almost out of their system of reality. Not completely, but it's much better to be in the now to help yourself than it is to be out on timeline. So it's your choice. As far as, you know, if you're in the now, they may not be able to get to you as easily, but you do have your sleep times, and that's probably where a lot of this stuff is done. Somehow it's really difficult to have your spirit from not going out of your body when you're sleeping. But when you're awake, normally you're in your body. Anyway, that's the situation. So they're in control of time, which means they're in control of whatever reality they want to bring you into and control you in. So as far as, are you going to have a warning of them doing a barcode or something? Probably not. What you're going to see is a situation's happening to you, which you may all of a sudden realize that, yeah, I could have this barcode on me because it's reoccurring, okay? And so abductions and things, and how are you going to know? You really don't know. All you can do is just kind of see how your life is going and how these events are reoccurring in your life. I guess back to you, Cindy.
Well, we have a listener that commented about seeing several barcode removal clearings, and I'm guessing the person put barcode under the search term and came up with, actually there's 10 different barcode removal clearings listed there. And so how would we know a specific barcode removal is needed?
Well, the reason why is probably the most important one, well, the two most important. The first one would be your spirit barcode. So get that barcode off of your spirit. So that's how they tagged your spirit for forced reincarnation. So when you die, you're taken to, with that barcode, they know you, and they automatically take you to the darkness. So, and that could take a couple weeks, we'll say, maybe to a month, hypothetically, okay? So you want to get that barcode off of you so the light knows that you're here. So that's what that does. The other one that's probably really major and important is the death barcode. So that one can help you to live longer and to have maybe less accidents happening to you that would or could end up being along the lines at the very end of being fatal. So, you know, I would think that most people listening, if you said, well, you got a barcode on you and this barcode is going to kill you tomorrow, want to die tomorrow, you'd probably say, you know, well, some might say, yeah, I'm glad to get out of here, but then you don't know where you're going, okay? If you didn't do your spirit barcode. But, you know, still, you know, I would say most people, not all, would say, yeah, you know, I need to find another way of doing this here. And then the death barcode can get rid of, in a sense, that situation that would cause your death. That's why we have it. So, you know, it's pretty straightforward. And most people have, you know, maybe 3 to 10 of them on them. So you want to get rid of those death barcodes. And mainly, you know, if you don't mind, you know, stubbing your toe every day or twitching your ankle or being having excruciating pain in your body or something or having a close call of death many times during your life, then you don't need that clearing. I don't think most people like to have that happen to them, you know. To have excruciating pain or to have something, you know, that you used to have a day ago removed from you as you caused a problem in an accident from that barcode, okay? And so, you know, you want to have typically all your body parts. So get those barcodes off you so that you don't have to deal with an injury that you may lose an arm or a limb or something or become paralyzed, okay? So that's what they're there for, is to get the stuff off of you. Can they try again and put another one on? Well, more than likely they could. You know, that does happen. But these are set up, you know, at your birth. So this is part of your script of living. Remember, they allow you to come in to live, right? And now they guarantee they'll take you out. So the death barcodes are the way they can get rid of you off this planet. Body has to die in order to leave here, you know. So that's the way it works. Most people will have walk-in spirits, and that only happens typically because there's like a near-death situation. Maybe not always, but typically that's what the case is. Right away, they're going through a death process, and then the body gets revived, and a new spirit comes in as a walk-in, and the person now has a different life because they held the body. From being destroyed. That's basically what happens there. So, it's other than that, you know, if the body's dead, your spirit can't go into anything else, and they take the spirit, and you're out of here. So the whole thing is, when is that death barcode going to hit you? The main one, the one that's fatal. That barcode clearing is a way that you can, you know, maneuver through and get rid of their energies from people contracting to you to kill you. That's what it amounts to. Maybe the death won't be that contract if you're in the hospital in misery, but the one before that, that maybe got you into the car accident or situation or whatever, you know, you could have been climbing up a mountainside having a lot of fun and your foot slipped and you fell 200 feet and now you got a broken back and you're in misery. Well, that was that death star code. You're supposed to die, but you didn't die, so now you're in misery for 10 years, you know?
That's, wow.
That's bad. But anyway, that's what the bar codes are there for. They're to take you out. Well, they allowed you to come in here under their control and manipulation and programs, and the program also has the beginning and the end to it. That's the barcode. That's why you want to do the death barcodes. The other ones are in there to help you out, to help out your consciousness, you know, like the mind barcode. There's many of them there, but basically it's the way they can control you. So you look and see what type of situation you're dealing with, and you may have a barcode on it. We have the one that's the reoccurring, or whatever, it's kind of a
recurring
tricky
event, problematic situation.
That's it, yeah. So that one is, stuff happens to you all the time, and you go, man, I just went through that. You know, it's like deja vu, you know, what's going on here? I thought I learned that, but it's happening to me again. Well, that's the barcode. They happen to know that this causes you problems. Well, they record that, and they sell your barcode out there to other aliens. They go, ah, this one's a good one. It's live and wiggling. They know how to do this one very well. And we'll put this barcode on them right now, and now we can watch and see what they do with it. And we'll get all that energy. So anyway, that's what they're for. And that helps you, a bit of them, to have a better life. Well, back to you.
Wow. Well, that's a great explanation, Ron. And it really does it creates an urgency to get the death barcode removal and continually do it. I mean, do you think doing it once a month is a pretty good way to keep it clear?
Well, a lot of them don't come on. You get rid of the first, you do it the first time, and a lot of times it won't reattach to you, but they can. No. Some people, they've called me up for a long time, the death barcode, you know, when we put it up on the website initially, and they still don't have any extra barcodes on them. And I have, a handful of people that, yep, they got another one, you know. So, it's hard to say, what makes them reconnect to you.
Okay. Well, I do have a question here. What do the barcodes look like?
Well, they're not a physical thing like you see, like at a when you go into a store and they scan the barcode on a product. Some type of energetic signature attached to you. Well, that I can say. It probably won't be physical on your body.
Great. Thanks for answering that. Well, sounds like we have a caller on the line. And caller, please share your name and your information for Ron. Hello? Hello, please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hi, my name is Shannon, and I've called in before, maybe a couple weeks ago, and he had told me to do the self-sabotage clearing, the entities clearing, alien mind fog removal, and the sample spirit infusion. And I was going to also do the one that you have on Friday night, which I think was entities clearing. But I live in Canada, and I didn't know how to sign up on PayPal because it wouldn't give you the options for Canadian residents. And I'm living with chronic depersonalization and soul loss and a lot of physical and emotional pain. And this all started with me about 3 years ago, and I'm living very suicidal, but I'm also taking some supplements, and like every day is black in my mind and there's no person there anymore and my soul split and I'm always having bad thoughts and I'm wondering if they don't seem like my own, but my mind is also not healthy and I'm not in my body like I was before, but I've been suffering almost 3 years already, and I'm very tired of it, and I don't really know where to go for help anymore.
Well, PayPal will automatically transfer the money, regardless of what you have. You don't have to worry about the transfer exchange rate. So that does it automatically, PayPal. So that's the first thing. And so, you know, you already mentioned what you had planned to do. You know, entities could be a big one. You know, I'd probably do the entity.
Are you able to tell that, like, just by talking to me? Or, like, you must be able to tell that my voice is dull and I don't have, like, my parts of my mind are not functioning the way they used to.
I don't look at stuff at people that often because there's no need to. Entities are what everybody's suffering with. So if you're telling me that you have like split personalities and you don't feel whole, have maybe voices mm-hmm. in your head or feel like a split personality in a sense, then that normally, I'd say 80% of the time is entities. So that's what you would want to do. But what I'm hearing you doing is self-diagnosing yourself. And yeah, entities are a big one. Even a person that doesn't have any problems with entities, because they come in all the time, taking somebody's hand or being mm-hmm. in a room. Entity likes you and wants to have your particular, like, say, ice cream addiction or something, or likes ice cream, it'll come into your body to eat ice cream. So entities are the main thing that people suffer here. So entities is a wonderful way for you to start your clearings.
So you have the Friday night free clearing, right? For $20 or something for entities clearing? Because I saw that you had it on Friday nights from 7:30 till 8:30 Mountain Time. Is that right? Or no, yes. Sorry. Prairie Time.
It starts at 5:30 Pacific, yes. Uh-huh. It's a one-hour clearing for $20, releasing entities, yes. Uh-huh.
So do you have to call this number to do that, or you just do it on once you pay with the PayPal? Because the girl that I ordered the supplements with, she tried to help me do it with PayPal with my debit card, and I don't have like a Visa logo or a MasterCard logo on my debit card, and it's from a Canadian bank, so maybe it won't work with your system.
I have no way to know. That's all with PayPal. So you brought up a good question. On PayPal, all you do is you go into the clearing and you click that you want to pay for it. Then when you get into PayPal, you go to the bottom of the PayPal page that you'd pay with. We'll give you an option to pay with a credit card. So I don't know. You'd have to try that out.
Yeah, I don't have a credit card.
I don't know. Well, then, you know, see if you can pay the lady $20 and put it on her card. Always ways to work things out.
Oh, but she's in the United States, and I'm in Canada.
Help you with that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, Ron, would you like Shannon to call PayPal direct and see if there's another way around?
Yeah, she might do that. That might be a great idea.
Okay. And with all the other clearings, like I tried to do all the free clearings and I don't feel any different. So, I mean, I only got maybe a day's worth of peace, and then it all comes back again. So I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or if I'm not doing it long enough. This condition has been going on with me for so long already. Like, I have a mental illness. I got depersonalization. It's always black in my mind.
I need to move on with the show. So, you just said it didn't work, and then you said that you have some relief. So you're saying two different things. So keep on with the clearing. Keep doing it to give you more relief, but you need to get to the root cause. All he is, maybe entities or something else. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, Shannon, thanks for checking in. If you have any other questions, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll let you go now. Thanks so much, Shannon. Okay, Ron, we were talking about barcodes, and I think we saw another question regarding barcodes here. Let's see. Well, we have a question here asking, what barcode clearing could you do for us during the show tonight?
Well,
are there any?
Not that a barcode is very complicated, so I really can't do a sample barcode clearing. It's very entailed.
Okay.
Probably take off the effects of today from a barcode, okay? So what I'll do is we have one for the alien blood barcode.
Yes.
I won't get rid of the barcode, but I will get rid of the effects from today if you have that barcode on you. And I'm hoping that nobody feels this clearing, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I guess another way of stating it, how should you feel this clearing, okay, if you do have a barcode? I would think that you're going to feel your body calm down since your blood would be contaminated, okay, with, I'll just say thoughts, okay, or commands. Let's just use the word commands, okay? So your blood will have alien commands in it and in your cells to do something. And so if this is released from you, you should feel your body relaxing. That's how I think I would put that, okay? So here we go. So the effects for today, if you have the alien blood barcode activated in you. Here we go. So releasing these effects here for today only. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, people have it out there. 1, hope not too many of you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm feeling like, for myself, what's running through me is like a woe is me type of situation, possibly depression, maybe sadness. That's kind of the three things that I'm sort of sensing is being released from people from this barcode. I'm not saying that the barcode will be that for everybody. That's what I'm sensing right now being released through me. Is that. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Well, that sounds like it's a very powerful one. I am interested in our listeners' feedback on that. So if any of you would like to share feedback regarding the clearing Ron did for the effect of alien blood barcode removal, please give us a call. And you can reach us tonight on Station 2, and that is number, I'm sorry, number tonight is 1-888-429-5471, and you can talk with Ron about how you felt for that clearing. And while we're waiting, Ron, it's half past the hour. Would you like to reactivate those three light beams that we have on the Creation Light Shift chat page?
We'll do that over again here in case you didn't have it, only had one up. And also, you know, that 2,000-year barcode, darkness barcode, is a wonderful thing to do. That could be, you know, always activated with you. So you may want to do that one maybe once a month. So, and that's a free clearing. Here we go. We'll do the male light beam first here again. And, you know, it can be reactivated if you did it earlier, too. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next we'll do the non-gender. I'll just do some counting for that so you don't get hearing the same thing over again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and next we will do female. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Here we go, everybody. So I guess back to you, Cindy. We'll see if we have any comments. Alien blood barcode.
Okay, great. Let's see. We have a comment. I was yawning. Another comment. To me, the barcode removal felt like an emotional healing, but not too heavy at all. Thank you, Ron. Another comment. I'm feeling safe. And let's see. Oh, another comment, too, about thanking you for re-energizing the light beams again. And a comment about being very peaceful. So that's all good. You mentioned about the 2,000-year barcode removal, and at creationlightship.com on the left-hand side, there are, well, they're the regular recommended healings. There's the three samples. And as you scroll down, there are several highlighted main topics, and we have one for alien barcode removals, and some of these are not actually listed under the barcode clearing page. So you might want to take a peek at those and see what resonates with you. There's the 2,000-year barcode removal that is free, as Ron mentioned, the alien tracking barcode removal, and that's free. And let's see, looks like the other ones are actually listed there. So just those two free ones. Be sure and check those out if they're free. Might as well utilize that. So very good, Ron. You've given us some good tips on, in this case, on how we should feel after having that clearing, the alien blood barcode, if we did in fact have it. I don't see any comments yet regarding anyone commenting that they actually had that. I'll look at another comment saying another person is feeling very peaceful too. So I think the combination between the clearing that you did for the alien barcode, blood barcode, and the reactivation of the light beam really helped. Okay, well, we have another question. This is more on the paranormal side, and the question is, what's going on with the fires up in Northern California?
I don't know. We've had them for quite a while. So the main one that hit first part of the week, knowledge is out completely. But there's also many other fires, or there was out there, northeast. Northwest of me. So, all we do is get the smoke from them. Well, quite often every year that happens. So, I don't know. At this point, I don't have any real comments on what's going on because I don't know. I don't normally tune into stuff like that only because I don't want to live on those timelines. Although what I do when I do hear something like that, going on, I normally kind of bring to me, in a sense, the animals that have died from that. That's what I always do. So I always save the animal spirits. also possibly tree spirits too and other things. But it is heavy, always doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess back to you, Cindy.
Well, I mean, that would keep you very busy with all the weird things going on right now. I wondered if, in light of the conversations that we've had this evening, and specifically somebody mentioning about the emotional lift, if it would be appropriate to do a sample of the emotional healing tonight. Maybe on.
Yeah, so, like normal, I have you find a situation that you were upset about, or even really, really happy. That can bring you the exact opposite of that into sadness. Now you're looking at, you're in sadness, and you're looking at the time that you were really happy, wondering why you can't be real happy, okay? That's the duality of things. So just think of something, because if you're out of balance, that's how you have to look at it. Where are you? Are you centered, you know, without any reaction, or are you going way off into the sadness, and then you're going way off into the happiness, we'll say, and then you eventually come back to the center, but because you didn't clear other energy that's pulling you from happiness into neutral, into negative sadness, you're going to be going back and forth, you know, continuously. So the whole thing is, oh, you know, where are you? Be centered. Didn't have much of a reaction to anything. And that's a good way to test yourself. What are you reacting to? So here we go. Think of a situation. Because remember, that positive event can bring you back into balance, but can go into the negative. Like you won $100, and then the next day you get a bill for $100, or maybe tire blows out on your car. You got to spend that $100, you know, for a new tire or something. You know, was that a good thing to have happen? Well, you can say, well, I said I had the $100, but maybe you'd plan to do something else with the $100. So now you're there, oh, man, I can't do that now because my tire blew out. Well, that's where the dark side works, okay? So here we go. Clear that out for you. Normally we talk about negative events, but that's what the positive can do for you. That can also cause you situations. So think of a situation that you want to have released. You might want to think of a positive one that you felt very happy with. But you don't know what that's going to be bringing to you or has brought to you. Maybe you're going to be surprised after this one sample clearing is, wow, I didn't know I had this backpack on me of all this negative stuff just from that one experience of being positive. So this is a little different twist on it. So here we go. Think of that great positive situation. So, releasing that from you, get back into balance on judgment, because you're judging a lot when you're positive. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh, we'll see what kind of comments we get with that one. Back to you, Cindy.
Ron, you have brought up a very powerful question that we can ask for ourselves, and that is, where am I? And am I balanced? I know that you've talked about this before, but this is great to review it again, and also for the newer people that are listening to Creation Lightship show. I think that's very powerful because that's how we can determine if we're in an extreme, if we're not in balance, or what it is. And is it because I'm being very happy and positive, as you mentioned, or very sad, and that really could lead us to the clue of what type of clearing we would benefit from. So thanks for sharing that. Go ahead.
Just remember, the dark side needs to get a reaction out of you, okay? So if the dark side gives you negative things all the time, that's where you're living. But there's no reaction to that, other than maybe pain, okay? Well, they want you to go from one extreme to the other. Well, then, you know, if you're -5 and then you go to 0 and you naturally keep going past that and you become a +5, they got 10 units out of you, okay? But if you stay with maybe, say, in the positive all the time, if that would be possible, there's no reason why they'd even want to connect with you, because there's no energy that you're emitting, because your modality of where you are, the energy where you are, isn't changing. They want you to always change. And when you're in the moment and you're neutral, don't have judgment. So the duality is judgment. You don't want to have any judgment. So how do you know how much judgment you have? Well, you know, I don't know, watch people, watch things. And if you get tied into it, connected to it, you know, you get that empathic energy or you feel happy or sad, you know, then know that something's going on. Oh, so there are things that, you can suddenly figure out where you are and get back into neutral. It's much like the finger exercise. If you're in the past or the future, use your finger to make sure that you're, you know, in the now. So you want to be in the now, you want to be out of judgment. Otherwise, you're going to be on timelines, and the timelines are there because you're in judgment on them. The whole thing, the common denominator here is aliens controlling you as you have experienced judgment or no judgment, and they bring situations for you to judge, and they get the energy off of it. That's the bottom line here. So become peaceful, source energy, and what can they do with you when you're at peace? Not a whole lot, because you're peaceful. Only want you because you're on that duality roller coaster ride, going up and down and back and forth, and having situations. Well, your situations are only brought to you without your knowing about it, okay, without you manifesting it yourself, because duality. And they're controlling you. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's it in a nutshell, isn't it? Wow.
Yep.
Well, let's see here. On our chat, we do have a comment about free sample clearings are powerful, and this listener actually leaves a few up at a time. And then there are several emails regarding the Earth protection timeline crashes, and this person's been running them with different areas that are having weather or fire issues. So that's listed there. And Ron, if we're not aware of, let's say, the fire in California or an issue in Hawaii, and it comes to our attention, somebody talks about it, would that be necessary to run the Earth Protection?
Yeah, you could do the Earth
Protection.
Yeah, you could do the Earth Protection and maybe also do timeline crashes to get the timeline off of that location. That you can do. Normally, timeline crashes are for you, what you're experiencing, but you can do one for something else. And that also works because it's still on a timeline, and the timeline came into your realm of experience. You are experiencing it once you know about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So get off that timeline. Know that you have a way to help out or combat what's going on by getting rid of the timelines. So that's kind
right.
of It is. Now, let's just say, you know, we're dealing with a fire, okay? So what caused that fire? Maybe it was caused by somebody lighting a match, you know, striking a match or doing something, and all of a sudden the fire started. Well, let's look at this another way. Going into the sci-fi realm, since tonight's sci-fi night, maybe that person doesn't even live here. Maybe the dark side said, you know, this is a great place for a fire, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to beam in somebody from the beyondo. You know, they only need to be there for 5 minutes. And we'll just say, hypothetically, they, you know, whatever. Maybe they happen to have some rags around, or they're in a place where there's stuff to catch on fire easily. So we'll just beam this guy in or gal in for 5 minutes. They're going to strike some matches, cause this fire. And we will also bring in timelines to enhance the fire. And we'll just take them out of there. Now the fire started, and now it's on the timelines. And now they copy and paste that timeline into the reality of people living here. And all of a sudden, somebody looks up and goes, wow, there's a fire over there. You go, uh-oh, because that timeline got pasted and copied here. It's still real to the people on that timeline that they're living it on, because now, you know, things happen. But maybe they just dropped somebody in to do this here. So that's your sci-fi answer about what's happening, you know. And that's a very good possibility that could have happened that way for different types of situations. And then from there, they're probably selling tickets, you know, and time-sharing the energy of all that's going on that particular timeline and many other ones as they keep copying and pasting them. And if you were to do timeline crashes for that particular situation, maybe the fire might just go out. Remember, everything is that happens here is, in a sense, emotional energies, okay? So kind of look at it that way. So the psychic attack energy was fire, if there was a fire. And that's very strong psychic energy, emotional energies going into. You could call it mental, but we'll just kind of keep it to the emotional end of things because people react emotionally. You don't necessarily react mentally. You're going to react emotionally. And so that emotional energy is ramping up that fire. And if you could all become neutral, maybe that timeline might just go away. But you do want to do timeline crashes because not everybody knows about being centered and being off of timelines. And so they're their worst enemies in drawn into that emotional aspect of what's going on. But yeah, timeline crashes can and will help. And it just depends, you know, how effective they are duality part of that is how many people are watching the news feeding that energy, okay, waiting to see all the pain and suffering. And so as you're doing a timeline crash, you could be doing great, wonderful work, and now the news comes on and you got 10 million people watching it, you know, trying to see what they can glean from what's going on there because they'd like to see the misery and trauma, and now they create more timelines, which makes it look like what you did really insignificant. But it still helps. Back to you, Cindy.
Okay. All right. That's great. That there's a way that we can make a difference if it comes into our consciousness, so to speak. Well, let's see here.
I have an email here. So I have a little email. It says, running Earth Protection Timeline crash for a small historical town in Iowa, I guess. Directly in path of lava flow on Hawaii, the big island. To help people, rainforest, and animals in both places. So, yeah, that can help. So, you know, do that if you're connected to that, if you have heard about it or sensed it, because it's going to be affecting you once you know about it. And that's the whole thing. Are you going to be there living on that timeline, okay? hopefully not, but, you know, when you hear about something, you know, you can always do a timeline crash about it. A lot of people have commented that there's supposed to be a storm coming in their area, you know, in their town, and they put the timeline crashes on, or they did gray skies. Normally they both kind of go hand-to-hand. I won't tell you which one to do, but the gray skies are very, very powerful. People do that, and all of a sudden, you know, the storm is all around their house, or, you know, their block is fine, and every place else it's snowing out, or maybe it's raining out cats and dogs, I guess. That's the old saying, you know. And, you know, and around them it's sort of peaceful, or maybe it's ice cold or really hot, and around their place it's cool because they're doing the clearings, and they're making them the way it's supposed to be. Remember, you're not doing anything but making it turn back into source energy, which is normal, okay? Peaceful. Let's use the word peaceful. So when it turns into peace, then it's the way it's supposed to be. And then the harsh elements, the crude elements, whatever's out there to control things, to make it very negative and to cause harm, it can't exist in that. Can't have peace and have duality. Duality and peace, you know, are not the same. It's kind of like what Einstein said. You know, you can't, you can't have peace and you know, prepare for war, you know, something like that. I saw a bumper sticker years ago, and that's one of his quotes, you know, that he had, which is true. Oh. Our show's about coming to a close in a couple minutes here. Anything you want to add, Cindy?
Well, we have a comment regarding the Earth protection timeline crashes that they really do help, and this listener has done them many times before for other areas in distress. And another comment is, got really hot and sweaty after clearing a very old being happy situation. So it's very good that you brought that up to us, Ron, about being overly happy or positive. And I think this has been an amazing show. You have shared a lot of insight on different topics for us. So thank you so much. And do we have time for a Mind to Heart drop, Ron?
We always have time for that. So here we go, everybody, and tell all your friends to do this here. And it works for everybody. So, you should, you know, if you're on one of those, internet sites, you know, whatever, you know, put it on there for people to pass along. So, you command your spirit out loud, take the thoughts in your head, and drop them down to your heart. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. And a lot of people, they get used to that. They go, well, I just do it 1, 2, 3, and it's done. And that's true. It will work that way, too. But I always do it from 10 to 1 because newbies will start to feel it. And once you connect, and you, because you have enough time to kind of analyze it somewhat, you know, and then all of a sudden the thoughts are gone, and you go, wow, this is great. You are analyzing typically as I'm counting down. And when I hit 1, you might be kind of like, well, where'd that thought go, you know? I was looking at something. It's gone. But here we go. We'll command in your spirit to take those thoughts, put them into your heart. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So now you're at peace, and this is called the mind-to-heart drop. So thank you, Cindy. Thank you, listeners, and we'll see you later, everybody.